Little Red King Save the Earth.
Part 2. Last week, our calamitous quintet found themselves being abducted by unknown forces as their van began a slow, mysterious ascent into the night sky towards a UFO.
I feel sick. Make it stop, I get such terrible motion sickness.
Open the door then. Come on, let's bail out whilst we still can. We're not that high yet.
With these angles, it'll shatter into 1,000 pieces.
Doug's right, I'm jumping. Get out of the bloody way. I can easily hang out the door and drop me back. What? I thought I started reading a different one because I went like this and lost where I was. Fuck's sake.
It's the urgency. Doug's right. I'm jumping. Get out the bloody way.
Doug's right. I'm jumping. Get out of the bloody way. I can easily hang out the door and drop back to the ground. Shift out of the way.
Look down there. It's already too late. Look how high we are.
Rubbish. Let me through. I'm bailing.
No, Ben, don't.
Ah, help. Get me back in. Help. Pull me in. We're really fucking high.
You get him in, guys. Joe, grab his arm. Joe, what the fuck, Joe? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just trying to find something relaxing on the radio. Help us all bloody calm down a little bit.
Here, let me. Ben, grab my arm. Grab it!
Come on. Hold me.
Joe, grab his shirt. Help us pull him in.
Watch it. Oh, he knocked a bloody roll-up out of my mouth. Fuck's sake.
Pull me in! Fuck's sake, pull me in! Pull me in!
Keep still, Ben. Stop wriggling. Pull, Doug. Pull!
Christ alive. Thanks, boys.
Well, that went well.
Right, now you stop mucking around with Ben. Can you help me find my bloody smoke? It's down here in the footwell. Oh, for fuck's sakes, Ben. You've got your great clodhoppers on it. Move it. Oh, Jesus, look at it. It's all bent up. Right, let's have a little look at you. Straighten you out. Yeah, that's better. Pop the van sig lighter in, will you? This could be the last smoke I ever have, and no greasy alien or Ben trying to jump to his death is going to stop me from fucking smoking it.
The van doesn't have a sig lighter. We replaced it for an 8-way USB charger for all our fucking phones, remember?
Well, that's just bloody great.
I almost died.
Shh, listen. We're slowing down. Do you see anything out there? Look out your windows. Anything?
Yes, I see something. There, look. Over here, something huge. A great black shape above. It's coming down over us.
It's awful quiet. I don't like this.
Oh, sorry, boys. New shoes.
New shoes? I don't get it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, I don't get it either.
Well, it's just something you say.
Yeah, but why?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because, like, new shoes squeak when you walk in that.
No, I still don't get it.
Wait, I get it. New shoes, Joe. Doug, new shoes, huh? Jay, new shoes, Joe.
We deserve this. Fucking beam us in and probe us to death right now. Me first.
Shh. Whoa, listen to the radio.
Turn it up. Try the tuning.
Here, let me see.
Welcome, men of Earth. Do not fear us. We mean you little harm.
We mean you little harm. No one says little harm. It's no harm. Surely they mean no harm.
Shh.
All right, shushy.
Shh.
Firstly, let me apologize for the inconvenience. Shortly you will be aboard our craft, or you will come to little harm.
For fuck's sake, they did it again.
Shh. Please remain as calm as a cucumber.
That's a bit odd.
While we safely move you inside our ship.
The motherfucking mothership.
Where have I heard that before?
Oh, I said it in part one.
Don't do that. Don't break the illusion. Stay in character.
I am. That's my line. Look at your script.
Mothership. Where have I heard that before? Oh, I said it in part one. Oh, yeah, cool. So it is.
Wait, I'm confused. Are we still... I mean, is this still the play? Or have I fucked up again?
Just follow the lines, Ben. Yes, this is part of the play.
Oh, this is a head fuck.
Men of Earth, please leave your motor vehicle. Stay calm and no smoking aboard the ship.
Ah, fuck's sake.
Right, everyone out. I need to see me some UFO after that bit about the script. And if we open the door and it's our recording studio set up with five mics in a sweaty, smoky, beer-scented room, then I'm not doing this anymore.
Go where you like, boys. I'm staying here for that last bloody smoke.
Here, I've got a lighter. Give me a token that, Joe.
Yeah, me too, Joe. Give us a drag.
You don't smoke, Ben.
No, I don't smoke. I also wouldn't say a lot of this shit in my lines. And I wouldn't jump out of a van at 60 foot in the air. Just give me a pretend drag. It ain't real. I'm reading the script.
Headfuck! Stop this shit!
Yeah, really, though. Stop that shit, guys. It's ruining the story for the listeners. Just stop it. Miss out any lines that aren't integral to the story, okay? I'm a smelly poo, and I do poos out of my bum, and I probably eat it because I smell, and I'm a poo head. Right, are you writing these lines just to piss me off?
Nope, it's all part of the story. I thought that might be something that your character would say.
Ed, fuck!
Forget the smoke, Joe. Let's get out and get meet these... Meet, get, blah, 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 blah. Look, forget the smoke. Let's get out and... Oh, where's the commas? Oh.
There isn't need one there. Look. You're telling me if I put a comma in there that you'd have sailed through that, fucking Richard E. Grant.
So. Yeah.
Look. Where would you like the comma?
Forget the smoke, comma.
Oh, well, here's a fucking put it in there now so we can get on with the script.
Look, forget the smoke. Let's get out and get this meet and greet over with. We'll likely shake a few hands, swap some business cards, bit of small talk, then we can leave.
Yeah, that sounds likely, Ben. All right. Everyone out. After you, Ben. You've got nice hair, nice trustworthy hair and glasses. You go first.
What? No. Doug's the, well, you know, the shortest. He should go first.
And what does that mean?
Besides, he's the same height as Joe, ain't he?
What does it matter? Craig, you go then.
Fuck that. Doug's the shortest.
I'll go. Jesus. Bunch of pansies. Hello? Hello? Anyone about?
Is anyone there, Joe?
Hello? Any fuckers about? Hello?
Jesus Christ, Joe.
Oh, here comes someone now, I think. Can't see through all this dry ice. It's proper Encounters of the Fourth kind of out here. All right, boss. Joe, Little Red Kings, drummer, part-time plumber. How's it going? I think there's been a bit of a mix-up. Me and the boys just need dropping back off outside the companion. Nice little Chinese. That's where we're trying to get to.
Yeah, Joe. You tell him. Tell him. What is it? Is it an alien?
I can't see.
Welcome, Joe. Welcome, Ben. Ben, step forth from your transport vehicle and do not be afraid.
Hi. I'm Dougie.
I'm not afraid.
Hey, I'm Craig. I'm getting out. Is that okay with you?
Of course, Craig. Please come. Welcome, Douglas.
Hey, I'm Jason. Pleased to meet you. Oh, nice place you got here. Roomy. You still there? We can't really see you. Any chance you could flick a big light on?
Yes, I am here. Our forms may be shocking to you. I will step forward and lower my gown.
Oh, here we go. Lowering his gown. Told you in episode 1. Probing.
Don't start that again.
Steady yourself, Little Red Kings, and do not be afraid as I reveal my form.
Holy macaroni, it looks like roadkill.
Oh, wow, that is hard to look at. It looks like Roland Rat's corpse reflected in the back of a spoon. What even is that bit?
What bit?
That bit.
Oh, yeah, that bit. Where is that bit?
What bit?
That bit.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Kind of looks like a fleshy, extra misshaped limb. With hair. Matted hair.
What bit?
That bit.
Where?
There!
Oh, that bit. Feeding tube, I expect. Liquefy you, then suck you up.
What's the matter with you?
What's that bit behind the sucky tube bit?
What bit?
That bit.
Oh, don't start this again.
Please, Little Red Kings, follow me. You'll be more comfortable in our visitor's lounge.
Ooh, visitor's lounge. Fancy.
Again, my most humbling apologies for the fright you must have all had. The tall Fralabala jaggling hominoid is the high-vis jacket.
What? That's fucked up.
In the high-vis jacket.
What happened to the print in here?
I've got a big gap. Hang on. The tool. Oh, that's okay, isn't it? Yeah. I can just hear Joe's nose whistling. Can anyone hear Joe's nose whistling?
Yeah.
That's good.
Is it?
Yes. Okay, here we go.
Again, my most humbling apologies for the fright you must have all had. The tall Falabella J gland humanoid in the high-vis jacket down there is nothing to do with us. Kind of a pain, really. Always just showing up when we try to make contact, trying to scare everybody away. Tell me, humans, whilst we walk, where did you get your collective name, Little Red Kings?
Well, latest story, and the one I think we're sticking to, is we came up with the name during a poker match. You know, Little Red Kings, like cards and that.
Fascinating. My living partner, Deliata Thogari Maj, and I are large size fans. You know, you have a fairly big following back on our home planet.
Really? Interesting name your partner has there. Sorry, I didn't get your name.
Carly Hubajibums.
Probably just call him Carl. I said we'd probably just call you Carl, if that's all right, Carl.
So racist. Make an effort, at least. Just think of it like an Englishman going abroad. Try a bit, showing them that we're giving it a go, but obviously hopeless, until they take the upper hand and start talking perfect English. Then you can make up your own names.
You say we have a following on your planet.
Yes, Benny. Many of our inhabitants love your unique blend of rock and roll. You're my living partner's favourite character. Her secretion tube always swells when she watches you on the YouTube.
Meh?
Many inhabitants have all your music and videos and listen to your podcast every week. Last week, Ben, when you were talking about your best and worst body features in a podcast episode and my partner's sebaceous tail gland became so red and engorged I thought it would burst.
Right. Spacious tail gland. She, are you, will we be meeting?
Don't.
What?
Just leave it.
I didn't say anything.
Here we are, the guest lounge. Make yourself comfy, table. I'll be back in just a minute, mind you.
Cheers, Carl.
I reckon you're in now, Carl's Mrs. Ben.
Well, that's unlikely, seeing as it's his wife.
No, he didn't say wife. He said living partner. It could mean anything. They are aliens, after all.
Exactly. So negative, Ben. Straight away, you've invented a reason why our engorged sebaceous tail gland is off limits.
I'm not interested.
I might be a bit interested, that is. You know, if she's single and that, I'm open to ideas.
Let's get past the we're definitely not here to die bit first.
Here to die? I don't think they'd put us in a comfy lounge like this if we're just going to be alien food.
Ooh, look here. The aliens have laid on a buffet.
Hey, hey. Oh, really, Doug? Wait, I got a joke. You say they laid on a buffet? Well, I wish they hadn't, because now the sandwiches are all flat.
I don't get it.
Wait, look, noodles. Get in.
Wait. It might be poisoned. Leave it until we find out if it's... Okay, you've started.
Just the right amount of monosodium glutamate perfection. These boys know how to put on a spread.
Okay, so let's see what happens to Joe, and then we'll all tuck in.
Nah, I can see what's happening already. Joe, he'll eat the fucking lot. Move out the way. I'm digging in.
Well, I'm all right. You guys go ahead. I'll wait. I've got a roast waiting for me at home. Just reheat, take it up to my room, slip on my moccasins, lay in my bed. Finish Stranger Things Series 1. Been looking forward to it.
What even is the matter with you, Ben? We're famous on another planet. We're getting free Chinese buffet. Some sexy alien piece with a fallopian doodle wants to do God knows what to you.
Arse stuff, probably. Like I said in the van, aliens are all about the arse with probing and experiments and that. It's just their thing.
Yeah, no, Ben's luck. She's probably just into pegging.
I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying. Whatever greases your gears, Benny, it's all good, man.
Yeah, well, my gears are fine grease-free, thanks. And what even is pegging? Actually, I don't want to know.
Ooh, look, cream pies. The buffet's got cream pies. Hey, Doug, fancy a cream pie? Shall I give you a cream pie, Doug? Hey, Ben, watch me give Doug a cream pie.
Oh, you're such a child.
Hold up, someone's coming.
All bow for the supreme leader, Terry Akonasha.
Terry? Jay. That'll be Terry then. Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard.
Oi, boss. How's it hanging?
I'm all right, thank you indeed, young Joe. And I'm happy that most of me is hanging as comfortably as possible, thank you. I see that you are enjoying your Earth food buffet with your mouth.
Cool, yeah, lovely. Thanks, boss. Just saying how the chain main here is spot on.
It should be, young Joe boy, for you see it contains a secret ingredient. An ingredient so tasty that it is highly prized across the universe by the finest chefs. And the secret ingredient is... human flesh! Now hand me my anal probe, Second Commander. I'm only pulling your legs off. You should have seen your round human faces. Absolutely priceless. Did you see their faces, Second Commander?
I did indeed, Supreme Leader. I looked at their faces. Priceless, as you say.
Human flesh. As if. I trust you are comfortable in this room. You have food, a refrigerating device, every delicious earth beer, and this was Stella for Craig, in a carrier bag over there somewhere. Over there is the wee wee poo room, just in case you need to expunge some waste. And this door leads to a walk-in wet room shower.
Ooh, fancy.
And through that door is your sleeping quarters. I'm afraid due to a mix-up, there are only four.
Shotgun bags your bed to myself, not sharing. Figures of my ears can't hear you. La 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 la.
Yes, as I was saying, there are only four beds. And two of you will have to share until we can remedy this.
Right. Make it fair. We'll draw straws like we do when we're on the road.
Yep. Fine. Go for your life. I mean, obviously I called an early shotgun, so I don't need to. But yeah, that's fair for you guys.
No. I'm not sharing again. Last time I woke up and find Ben masturbating.
I wasn't masturbating, Craig. Terry. I mean, Supreme Leader. I was not masturbating. I had a scratch. I was just itching.
Surely you mean you had an itch that you were scratching?
Yeah, I guess, but itch and scratch are fairly interchangeable.
No, scratching and itching, an itch means the same, but itching or scratching a scratch is something different.
Fascinating. I do not think I will ever stop learning your languages. I have been studying Earth languages now for 6 whole days, and here I am making a fool of myself.
It's all right, you'll get there, Terry.
No, wait, I'm wrong, but still kind of right. Itching and itch, we got that one, yeah, that's easy. Scratching an itch, that means the same, or it could mean making a shallow cut on an area of itchy skin. The third variant is itching a scratch. Now, that's the same as the first one, but the area that's itching is now defined as a scratch. Again, like a shallow cut. And lastly, scratching a scratch. That's the same as variant 3, but that one could also mean making a fresh shallow cut over an existing one. Ben, seeing as you originally said you were itching a scratch, I guess we need to know if the area that was causing you discomfort had a minor cut or was just simply itchy. Or, of course,
you could have just been masturbating.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah, it was an itch.
Yes, but was the itch a scratch?
Look, I don't know. I was masturbating, okay? I was masturbating.
I knew it!
Is everyone okay with being told we're sleeping here then, yeah? Like, this is our quarters? Fuck that.
Yeah, I was getting to that. Look here, Terry, thanks for the food, but we were on our way home when you sucked us up into your spaceship, so...
Spaceship? Just say ship. It sounds weird and unrealistic, sounds spaceship. Like when you say football goal instead of just goal.
I apologise for the inconvenience we have caused you, but you see, it is really important that you stay. We need you. I need you to help save our planet from a fate worse than destruction. We need you to write an album. And we cannot let you leave until you have written and recorded an album. An album like no other. An album so awful, so bad, so weak of feeling that your foolish fans on our planet forget you, lose interest in you. Those fans have formed a resistance against my regime. And despite our best efforts, this resistance group continues to grow in number. Somehow, through your music, a rebellion has grown who now wish for a change in our policies of growth and domination over all species and planets. I need this bad album to weaken and dishearten them, to diminish their numbers, and most of all,
destroy their hope. Then they will realize that just like all others, you are nothing more than puny animals that need to be destroyed.
Join us next week for part three of
Little Red King Save the Earth.
We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.